Hello, I'm Dolly Parton, the book lady.
Most people know Dolly Parton for her songs, but she also has a reading program called Dolly Parton's Imagination Library that gives a free book every month to kids from birth to age 5. Teresa Quiner is the librarian for the Kuskokwim Consortium Library in Bethel, and she loves Dolly Parton. Her favorite song? Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Quiner is also a fan of the Imagination Library.
I love how the Imagination Library, I mean, it's spread all over the world, and she's brought books to millions of books to low-income kids around the country and around the world.
Kids don't have to pay for participating, but it does take money to make sure they get their books. Quiner is trying to raise the money through Library Giving Day on April 23rd with Bethel Community Services Foundation.
Also, our fundraising goal right now is to raise $7,500.
The Imagination Library appeared on Quiner's radar a couple of years ago, but the coronavirus pandemic spurred Quiner to start fundraising for it now.
Kids are home, they're not in school, and we really want them to still have access to books.
Meanwhile, National Library Week begins this week, and Quiner wants people to know that while the physical building is closed, there are still services and programs available.
We're doing a series called Hunker Down with a New Hobby.
It's a series where they talk about a different hobby each week, like gardening and canning and sewing. And she gave a shout out to their Jesuit volunteer, Jayla Milford, along with her fellow JVs, for working so closely with the food bank to deliver food. But she says she misses seeing community members every day.
Well, I'm excited to see everybody again. I'm so used to seeing so many people from the community every day when I go to work, and I miss everybody.
Quiner also reached out to Dolly Parton's foundation to see if Dolly could record a message for Bethel residents right now, but she was told that will probably not happen, but Quiner hopes to convince her someday. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.